Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, November 29th.
Sooner or later, we're going to see cases of this new variant here in the United States. We'll have to face this new threat just as we face those that come before it.
President Biden dealing with the coronavirus rearing its head once again, this time in the form of the new variant, Omicron. President Biden addressed the country today about this new variant of the coronavirus that first emerged in southern Africa. It is fair to say there is more that the scientific community does not know than it knows about this variant right now. We don't know yet all the details about just how transmissible it is. We don't yet know all the scientific details about how severe a case of COVID this new variant can cause. And we don't yet know if the vaccines that a majority of Americans already have will indeed withstand COVID-19 from this latest variant. All the government scientists are saying that it's going to take a week or two for all that data to come in and assess. Here was Dr. Fauci this morning on ABC describing where we are with this variant.
A variant like this, although there's a lot that we don't know about it, one thing we do know is that vaccinated people do much, much better than unvaccinated people. And particularly when you boost someone, George, who's been vaccinated, you get the level of antibody very, very high, much, much higher than the peak level following the initial vaccination.
That plea for vaccinations and for booster shots is something that the president echoed in his remarks as well. His message to Americans today was threefold. This is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. The best protection against this new variant is getting fully vaccinated and getting a booster shot. And the president said that his administration is going to accelerate the development and deployment of any new vaccinations required to combat this new variant, but we don't yet know if that will be required, and the hope is it won't be required. But here's the political reality President Biden is facing. He is dealing with a country that is beyond exhausted when it comes to coronavirus. So the question is, how can the president demonstrate his competence in terms of being able to combat this latest variant without focusing so much on something that the country's eager to move on from?
We have the best vaccine in the world, the best medicines, the best scientists, and we're learning more every single day. And we'll fight this variant with scientific and knowledgeable actions and speed, not chaos and confusion. We have more tools today to fight the variant than we've ever had before.
Immediately after the World Health Organization made it clear that this variant existed, President Biden issued a travel ban preventing anybody who's not a U.S. citizen or permanent legal resident to travel to the United States from 7 countries in southern Africa. Obviously, that move was met with derision by leaders of those countries in southern Africa, but President Biden made clear he felt he needed to do that to buy time to learn as much as possible to figure out exactly what we need to do to protect ourselves against it. As you all know, as listeners of this podcast, President Biden's approval ratings are underwater. He is at a low moment in his young presidency. And the last thing he would want is to have some new variant cause havoc on the country that would require shutdowns or lockdowns, something he said that he absolutely cannot foresee right now. He believes much more in leaning into vaccinations and other mitigation efforts. But that polling shows that Americans believe the country's on the wrong track, and that is largely ascribed to the notion that President Biden has said we would have already been able to declare independence from this virus. And he understands that so much of his political standing rests with the American people believing not only that he has the right approach to combat this virus, but that he can actually see it through and beat back this virus. That, of course, makes it all the more befuddling why somebody like Republican Congressman Ronny Jackson of Texas, who you recall was a White House doctor in the Obama administration and the Trump administration, called this the midterm election variant in a tweet, saying that Democrats somehow would want coronavirus to be front and center to help Joe Biden's political standing. There is nothing about this variant emerging that's going to help Joe Biden's political standing in a country that is beyond exhausted of this virus. The Republican National Committee put out a statement today after Biden spoke to the country saying Biden failed to shut down the virus as he promised. Republicans see an opportunity here, of course, to try and convince Americans that Joe Biden's leadership is failing in this critical moment. The one good thing Biden has going for him is that the issue of coronavirus is still the issue on which he is most trusted by the American people, far more than the economy, far more than his overall job approval. And so if Americans do believe that we are in another moment of crisis with coronavirus, that is something that Joe Biden could perhaps rally the country around, like he did in the early days of his presidency. So watch carefully to see how much news dominates over the next several weeks and how the country responds to it. Are they ignoring this variant issue and trying to move on with their holiday season, or do they become consumed by it? Joe Biden will need to adjust his approach accordingly. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you work, you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.